The Writers Guild of America's strike
Hurry,
has lasted
move on.
nearly 3 weeks now, and while the writers and the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers return to the bargaining table on Monday, this thing could go on for a while. Striking writers have got to be worrying about upcoming pilot season. Studio executives also want to get new shows in the pipeline. Because have you seen the new Bionic Woman? No, neither has anyone else. This is my point. So the BPP will now graciously solve the writers' strike.
Oh, it's so good of us.
Yeah, they could thank us later by naming characters and heroes who get killed after us.
Okay,
and at, perhaps after my guest, James Miller. James Miller, economics professor at Smith College. How are you, James?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Very good. You wrote the book Game Theory at Work, How to Use Game Theory to Outthink and Outmaneuver Your Competition. First, a definition. Basically, what is game theory?
Game theory are basically strategies that people can employ to basically beat their opponents or to work with their opponents to make everyone better off.
Now, I know the U.S. has used game theory to strategize, for instance, nuclear policy, but can it be applied to something really important like TV writers?
Oh, yeah, it absolutely can.
So before we define a game, you have to define motivations and have narrower definitions. You can't just say, all right, here's the game. People are worried about residuals and people are worried about DVD costs. You have to kind of say, maybe on one hand, you have the writers, and they have a lot to gain and a lot to lose. And on the other hand, you have the studios who have less to gain and less to lose just because paying writers aren't such a big percentage of their expenses. Is that a good way to look at this like a game?
Yeah, it mostly is. Although for the producers, you have to take into account that, you know, if they don't have writers, they might not be able to employ lots of other parts of their organization. So just, you know, the salary of the writers might be a small part of their costs.
So if they're playing a game, they have to factor that into their calculations.
Mm-hmm.
So what's a game theory model that fits this strike that you could think of?
Sure. I think a good model would be, imagine two people. You put two people in a room and you say, here's a pot of $10 to divide.
Mm-hmm.
You have to come up with an agreement. But every minute in which you don't, that passes before you come up with an agreement, the pot goes down by a dollar. And if, you know, 10 minutes go by, then you have nothing left.
Hmm. And so this is the ticking, not time bomb, but, you know, lessening pot of money scenario. What's it mean? I mean, when people play this game, what do they do?
Well, the key is to convince the other side that you're willing to wait till the game ends, to wait till you get nothing, that you don't care if you lose money.
Yeah.
Because if you think the other person's willing to go all the way, then you'll want to agree to a settlement immediately.
Now, I guess what the studio executives would say is that's fine. If we knew it was $10, we could talk about it, but we don't know how much it's going to be. Right, we don't know what the whole theories
the pot
of
is.
Yeah, we don't know what the pot of money is going to be after, you know, when you count in the new forms of media. They might dismiss
that's
your
true.
Model.
Although I'm sure their investment bankers have estimates for them of how much money they're likely to make in the future. And if you want to get technical, you could look at the stock price of different companies, and that would give the market's estimate of how much money is at stake.
Also, management can use game theory. I mean, I guess each side could use it for themselves, but can't they use it to kind of drive a wedge among the writers?
Yeah, I think that's what management should do. If I were the producers, I would say, okay, we'll agree to everything the writers want, so long as a writer is making less than $200,000 a year. But if they're making more than $200,000 a year, then we'll take back what we've given you in the past. And this way, most writers who make less than $200,000 a year would be happy. But the studios, I bet most of their expenses go to writers who are making a huge amount of money. They're very successful writers. So this would divide the Writers Guild.
That would be smart. Or perhaps mean, but smart. Now, look, the studios, their pockets are deeper, and they're making money now on reruns. It can't go on forever. The writers are individuals, and some of them are very rich, but most aren't. Most are maybe upper middle class if they're working writers. Just that scenario alone, does game theory say that the deeper pocketed side wins?
Well, what really matters is what they can do with the assets that aren't being used because of the strike.
Uh-huh.
So the producers have to say, gee, if there's a strike, we're not really bothered by it because we can put on reality TV shows or we can put on television shows that were produced in Australia or Britain.
What can the writers do?
Well, the writers, it's harder. I think the writers should try to develop alternate sources of income during the strike. Perhaps the writers could write for shows in Australia or Britain.
Or because there's a SAG strike around the corner, possibly, if you have the writers out of work and you have the actors out of work, you know, you just need some set builders and you could put on your own show.
Maybe. Yeah, then that's exactly right. The writers should be telling the producers, you know, we're thrilled to have the strike because this allows us to get rid of you. We're going to work directly with the actors and produce things, you know, for the internet or maybe through direct DVD. And the writers could say we could cut out the parasitic producers. And if the producers believed that, they would be terrified that the strike would, you know, destroy their position permanently.
All right. I like the gamesmanship. Yeah. Jim Miller is an economics professor at Smith College and a game theory expert. Thanks, Jim.
Well, thank you very much.
Bringing back memories of my political science class. Stay with us. We're going to talk about Friday movies with NPR's Bob Mandello.
We'll also be discussing a specific documentary about shopping, or actually anti-shopping. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.